Well, hi there, Marconi. My name is Paul. Mary, of course, wanted me to get you the details of the service and answer any questions you might have. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Happy, me too.
Of course.
Pretty well so far. And yours?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I really appreciate you asking. So now Mary says that you have a friend that's using our services?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. So did you have any questions,
he
though, for me?
He was quite happy with you guys. So. Well, he briefly explained to me, you know, how you guys work. You know, he said he was pretty happy with everything, so I kind of gave it a shot.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're really going to love it, you know, and we would be building a website for you as well. So that website, of course, we'll build it, we'll host it, maintain it, even update it for you. And it's going to, of course, talk about your company and your services. Now, you're doing strictly residential, right? Not looking for any commercial work at all?
Small commercial work, yes, but, you know, I'm mainly focused on residential.
Okay. So residential and maybe, like, small commercial. Perfect. Do you have any photos of some of the work that you've already done?
I do.
Like you do? Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of photos. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so when we build out that website, the initial construction is part of it. The hosting, maintenance, and updating as well is included at no cost. So as we send you more jobs, you can simply send us more photos, and then, of course, we can add that to your content. When we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
Yes.
Perfect. Is it also like a smartphone? Can you receive text messages?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. And, of course, they'll be calling your phone number. The website, though, will also have a contact form. So when they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at his website right now. I saw that form.
Yeah, yeah. So people can tell you where they're located and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Okay, so you always know who's trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, your business is service-based, right, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not going to be any physical street address.
Yes.
Now, Google's going to want to make sure that you are an active business in the local area. Most of the time, they do still default to sending out a postcard through the U.S. Postal Service, although because we're Google partners, a lot of the time they will allow us to do a phone verification or even a video verification. And, of course, we won't list your street address. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. But what is the address where you receive your mail?
It's 1992 Morris Avenue, Suite 319, Union, New Jersey.
You said Suite 319 or 219?
319.
Gotcha. And that's 07083, right?
083, yes.
Uh-huh. 0703, perfect. Oh, and then Mary never did get your last name.
Bernardino.
Bernardino? Is that B-E-R-N-A-D-I-N-O?
No, it's B-E-R-N-A-R-D-I-N-O.
Oh, there's an R in there, Bernardino. Okay, gotcha. And then, like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When they fill out that contact form, you get the text message as well as an email. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
It's mbconceptsllc@gmail.com.
Now, I know the LLC is in the email. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business as well? You want the LLC on the website and all the additional content that we'll create? You can leave it off. It's up to you. It's actually a personal preference whether you include it or not. The important thing is that it's consistent everywhere.
Yeah, it will make it consistent, so let's leave it.
Leave it on there? Okay. So we'll promote the business's MB Concepts LLC. All right, perfect. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis. I'm sure you're aware of that. No contracts. So, of course, it's just our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. It would be a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $299.00. That's with the website included, as well as the Facebook ads, the social media campaign. So if someone's looking for, say...
Maintenance and everything?
That is correct. Maintenance, hosting, all of that is included. And then the Facebook ads are included as well. So let's say someone's looking for kitchen remodeling contractor near me or something like that. And then they're on their Facebook page later on. Your business will pop up as well. So it's got those retargeting ads. That way, if they haven't already called you, they have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So it's really going to get your phone ringing. Now, what I can do here for you is reduce the setup fee as well down to just $99. So the setup fee, of course, only attaches to the first month. It is there to help us offset the cost of creating all the content. The website is included, though, at no cost. But it's all the other destinations and directories that we have to create, of course, getting a PIN verified, doing what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. Normally there is a $299 setup fee that kind of gets a little confusing when it matches the reduced price of $299 as well, but it's just going to be a $99 setup fee. It attaches to just the first month. So it's, what, $398 to get everything started. That includes the first month as well as the setup fee. And then every month moving forward, it is exactly $299. And again, it's a fixed rate. It's a flat rate. And no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it would just be that flat rate. So it's real easy to budget for, straightforward pricing. It is to the penny, all-inclusive. Like I said, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits or anything like that. Okay? Now, the next step here on my end would be to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview. So one of our technicians is going to give you a call. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. We make sure we know all the information, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what is unique about your business, etc. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, we take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Now, this phone number is actually connected, or at least I see listings for Two Stars Construction. Was that a previous name of the business?
Yes.
Gotcha. So that's where the NAPW audit comes in. We want to make sure that any information that's connected to this phone number is current and accurate, and, of course, branding the business is MB Concepts LLC. Now, the other thing that I'm required to do, and I'll get to it in just a second, because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. So it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, that we're actually including the website for you, etc. Now, before I do get to that voice verification and then pull up that client interview calendar for that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name first and last on that card, or is there any middle initial, or is it the business name?
It's the business name.
The business name. So it's going to have MB Concepts LLC. Now, I do have the spelling of your last name since you spelled it out for me. But Mary, I don't know if she verified. Is your first name Marconi?
Why?
Why? Okay, I'm glad I asked.
Yes.
So Marconi with a Y, but this has got the business name on there. You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4154.
Mm-hmm.
17950220203.
And then the expiration month and year?
Hold on. This card's expired. Hold on. Yeah, so let me give you the number again, because that card will expire.
Okay, so this is it also a Visa, this one?
Yeah, it's the same thing Visa, but it's the new card.
Okay.
4269.
Say that again.
4269.
Yes, sir.
3088.
Okay.
9139-8104.
And then the expiration month and year?
06
of 2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
414.
414. So I've got 414, 414 on the back, and then June or 06 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then was that card 4265, 3088?
4269.
Okay. There's a little bit of a muffled static on the back. So I've got 4269, and then was it 3088, 9139, 8104? Okay, perfect. Does that bill at the 1992 Morris Ave?
Yes.
Okay, so of course that's 07083. Okay. Uh-huh. So I'm going to take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And then, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. Give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, Marconi, will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
MB Concepts LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly as I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm Marconi Bernardino. I'm the owner of the business.
Okay. Mr. Bernardino, as the owner of MB Concepts LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah, I am.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide here, the Visa ending 8104, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. then it's just to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Marconi, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, all the content that we create for your business, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to that LLC, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know, Mr. Bernardino, that that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Marconi, we actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee and the subscription cost reduced, and, of course, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 29th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and a further reduced amount of just $299. And that $299, Marconi, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion website. That means, of course, the initial construction of that site is included, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that site included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. Of course, it's offered completely at will, no contract, and that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and of course, you can also pause it. So if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, the service can actually also be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Marconi, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Bernardino, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Marconi, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have the client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I would be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do have it, but it's listed on the email.
Okay, just, yeah. So, you'll get it by email. You'll definitely get it by email. Our system will send it out in just a minute or two. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they receive that email after hours. The email address is on there as well. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. So everything that we did just go over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, maybe 30, 35 minutes. I could get you in at 2 o'clock if that works out for you. Later on this afternoon, there is also at least one spot available at 4 o'clock and also at 5. We are booked out at 6. So would 2 o'clock work for you or 4 or 5?
That works.
Which one would be best?
4 o'clock, that works.
4?
2.
2. Okay. We'll get you in at 2 at the start of the next hour. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might be in between phone calls or I might be on a phone call. If I am already on a call, they're going to call you anyway. They're going to take really good care of you. Whether I'm on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection here, just a little bit of additional security on your account. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with MB Concepts LLC, even if it's you, Marconi, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important, especially about a week or so from now. When your website is active, if you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information pretty much right away, just politely let them go. It's not us. And if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was recorded. It's already been attached to your account, and that is for your protection. It clearly states that moving forward, it bills for exactly $2.99 and only on the 29th, so not ever a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
B-O-L-L-A.
B-O-L-L-A?
Yes.
Got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? You did? Okay.
Yes.
So let me see what the system has sent out. So perfect. So the welcome email is still on its way, but I'm glad it hasn't already been sent. The one that you did receive is the one that I'd like you to open up right now. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Then it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so if you click on that click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you. You can scroll through that. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. But real quick, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be using Bing instead of Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone. We're going to mirror the content on Bing so you get those phone calls and opportunities as well. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We are doing that website for you. That custom website's included. We're doing the Facebook ads as well. Now, you'll see a long line. It populates below it your phone number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us, also that you are the authorized holder and the signer of the card on file. Once you click on both of those boxes, you see that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so your initials, the M and the B, are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space either before your name or after it. Once you've got your name in that box, click that orangish colored box that says confirm signature. That's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service and the setup fee, that we're including the website. It will, of course, also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. We already do know, like I said, that this phone number is connected to Two Stars Construction. So there's going to be a little bit of cleanup that we need to do. You'll be prompted to type in a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
There.
Okay. You don't have to actually go that far right now. You're seeing it now, though, because the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Now, once your tracking system is active, and we do, of course, need to do the client interview first for there to be information to track, you'll receive a text and email letting you know that your tracking system is active. Your login credentials are already available to you, though. The welcome email has been sent out. It does have our client support information on there. It's going to be my.localsplash.com. That's just the dedicated portal, I should say, the website. Your username is in our system already, so you cannot change it. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access the information. It's the phone number we're speaking on. The area code's included, but just numbers, so no dashes or parentheses or spaces or anything like that. So the username is always going to be 973-819-1665. It looks like the default password is Fun Photos, all lowercase, no space, FUNPHOTOS. The password you can change once your tracking system is active and you're able to log in. You can change that password. You got that email. You also got the welcome email as well as an additional email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, you don't have to take a look at that now, but Google wants to make sure that every business that's on the first page is an active business in the local area. So it doesn't have to be everything on there, but if you can send us any of those pictures, it helps us to expedite the process of satisfying Google. Any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card. Obviously, there's no real physical workplace since customers don't come to you. Google's usually perfectly fine for service-based businesses to just snap a photo of your work vehicle where you park it when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
It is.
It is. Okay, so if you can send us that information as well, that would definitely help. And then as far as your business, are you going to be listed Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, like 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. And at this part, are you accepting anything other than cash and check, anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
Venmo, Zelle.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll accept PayPal, but then, you know, I'll have to charge and see.
Yeah.
They collect 4%
right.
on,
that's
on each transaction.
Yeah, I know that. And are you taking credit cards too? And debit cards?
Credit card and only through PayPal.
Oh, only through PayPal. Gotcha. Okay. And cash and check is still fine.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you in about a half an hour, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. If I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time. I do hope, though, that I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you at the top of the hour.
Okay.
All right, Marconi, I really appreciate you. You take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.